We're here on KSOM as we take a look back at the high school basketball season, talking now about the Griswold girls basketball team with head coach Aaron Hauser. And coach, overall, maybe didn't get as many wins as you would like, 6-16, some ups, some downs during the season. Your thoughts overall on your basketball team season?
Yeah, I guess if you would look at it from just the win-loss perspective, it's probably not where I was hoping that we would be when our season started. But on the other hand, one of the big goals that we had for this year was learning to be more competitive and be a consistent fighter in every game. And when you look back at the details, yeah, we lost a few more games than I would have cared for. But on the other hand, just about every game that we were in, we were competitive, and that was a big growth step for us this year.
Being competitive, yeah, in a lot of different games. And what do you think you need to work on now for as a team to try and take it to another level where you can complete things off and try and turn them into victories?
I think the biggest piece for us and our stats say it, and anybody that watched us, you know, we made pretty good progress on the defensive side and from an energy and just wanting to compete standpoint for this season. The next big step for us is we just need to be able to score the ball. And that is from the components of being able to be more consistent individual shooters and also just learning to be more proficient and flowing better in our offense as a team. That's definitely going to be the focus for us in the offseason.
Well, you have three seniors total, two starters, Addison Adams and Abby Gollenhorst, the two starters, plus you had Jaden Deshaun got some minutes as well. Well, I guess there were four seniors.
We got five.
Riley Harrison was also there. Tell me about your seniors. What can you say about your graduating seniors?
Well, the first thing I'm going to say is that I am sad to see them all go. They were great contributors to the team this year. They were a lot of what made our locker room cohesion the success that it was, as we had some great senior leadership, both on the court, in the locker room, in practice. I can't speak enough about what those five seniors mean to our program. I am privileged to have had the opportunity to coach them, and they will definitely be missed next year.
Talk a little bit more about Abby and Addison. I mean, those were your two starters there as seniors, and obviously that will leave a void.
Yeah, from the starters' perspective, those are two big voids for us. Addison has been a consistent scorer and aggressive on the offensive side for the last few years, been in the starting lineup for the last couple of years. Her three-point shooting, and we're really going to miss that. Abby has the record for the most starts as far as when I went back through the records, she started literally all but two games of her high school career. That is a very impressive stat. She is a leader for us on the floor. She puts in great defensive effort. She will also definitely be missed.
And then Brenna Ty is the other senior. Don't want to omit her.
Yes. And the other three seniors that came off the bench to support, Brenna Ty, Riley Harrison, Jane DeJong, whenever their number was called, it was always 100% effort on the floor. You never questioned it. And again, that leadership, whether they were starters or coming off the bench, those five seniors meant a lot to us.
So you do have some talent coming back, and it starts certainly with Amanda Hauser, her sophomore season. She led the team in scoring, led the team in a couple of other categories as well, led the team in rebounding. She was named second team All-Conference in the corner. What did you see from Amanda in terms of her sophomore season and what she continued to can do to improve?
You know, Amanda did grow a lot this year, particularly on the offensive end. Having the ball in her hand quite a bit was a little bit of a change of pace for her. And for the most part, she did a pretty good job with that, leading the team in scoring and assists defensively, rebounding and steals. Obviously, she is in a lot of different places on the court. But her and everybody else, it's time for them to take another growth step. For Amanda, it's going to be being able to attack more aggressively, be more consistent in finishing, and being able to be a consistent producer in every game. That'll be the biggest growth step for her, but we're certainly happy to have her around for another couple of years.
And you only have one junior on this year's roster, so one senior next year, Josie Milliken. She had a good year in blocks for you, 41 total blocks on the season, which was among the league leader conference leaders. So she's back. And then Sadie Gollenhorst, another sophomore starter. What can you say about Sadie and Josie as they go into next year as solid returning players for you?
Yeah, we're going to look like a young team again next year. We're just going to have one senior, and Josie is a great leader. Whether she's scoring the ball or not, she is always a presence on the court. When the ball's in her hand, she makes good decisions with it. And going to need her to have a defensive presence like she always has. And we're going to have another group of, sophomores now, juniors next year. Sadie did a lot of good things for us this year moving into the starting lineup. Carson Adams was our steady first person off the bench and just continued to grow in all aspects during the season. And a couple more sophomores that we expect to grow heading into next year and be primary contributors for us. Bristol Wyman and Zoe Amos, we expect to see them grow and to be contributors next year also.
Yeah. So, I mean, we talked a little about what you need to do. I mean, just overall, to sum things up, I mean, this team, I guess you need to take better care of the basketball, need to develop in all areas, need to try and finish off games. But there's some talent here and some optimism for the future. It's just you got to find ways to just put it all together.
Yeah, it comes down to off-season development. You know, I firmly believe that teams are built during the season, but the players are developed in the off-season. And it just comes down to like every other sport and every other school. You know, the more time that you can spend in the gym honing your craft, to whether it's shooting, ball handling, whatever, the more time that our girls can spend in the gym over the summer and in the off-season, then, you know, the better off we're going to be next year.
Well, let's hope it translates into a better season next year. Coach, really appreciate your time here today and throughout the season, and best of luck down the road. Thanks so much.
Yep, you bet. Anytime, Chris.
Aaron Hauser, head coach for Griswold Girls Basketball, with us here on KSOM.